We had them come to our house when we lived out here at Hyde Park, and the chicken, we'd be to church or somewhere, come home and chicken would be running wild all over the yard. And the next morning we could pick up maybe 20, 15 or 20 that they had killed. They just bite them through the head or throat, suck the blood out of them, and get another. We'd find them the next morning. We raised a lot, everybody used to raise a lot of flowers. They had them even, we'd get up and dress them and cook them for breakfast. And then have them for dinner, make chicken and dumplings. It's all like that. Everybody raised lots of flowers. Now I had an egg route from here down, way down south down here and all, and I bought a lot of chicken there, and Climber was here on the produce outfit and all, dressed chicken and everything. I don't know, you may like it and all, but I wouldn't feed it to a dog of mine, and that would be camel chicken noodles. I know what I sold that they would put in a big container and put it back there in a cooler and keep it till they got enough shipped to Campbell manufacturing. Fryers that couldn't get up, ate up with blue bugs and everything. They buy them the same as they do. I showed them lots of them. I had a niece work down here at Climber during that. All the soldier boys got was rotten eggs. He put them in the powder. I don't care how bad they was. And they had a great big line. They had about four lines in there and all. And they had a breaking in this line and all. And they had a big spoon. If there's a chicken come through, you'd pick that chicken out. And the other'd go right on down. And they had an inspector come, and they'd inspect this line, and then they'd go over and inspect that other line. And they had a guy that followed him, and all of this refuse stuff was in under that line in a bucket. And he'd pick it up and put it in line and let it go right on out with the other stuff. God, stink. But that's what all they got was old rotten legs made into a powder shipped overseas.
What kind of different kinds of seafood can you buy around here?
Seafood?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's four or five different kinds. Buy them out of the store and all. Some of them have a different name, but they're all seafood though, you know. I forget what they're called. That's all the place you can buy them is out of the store.
What about these things that are on shells? People talk about eating them on the half shell.
Oysters?
Uh-huh. Can you get those?
No. Nobody don't. Used to be a lot of the stores and all, but I don't know of anybody here in a long time that's had any fresh oysters. They don't have them. Used to be the trays have a big glass jar sitting on the outside there filled with oysters. And they'd sell them so much.